Your breath catches in your throat as the blindfold closes around your eyes and the knot goes tight at the back of your head. It's like I told you, I don't want you to see what I'm about to do with you, with your body. I just want you to sense it. Feel my warm breath wash over your neck and shoulders as I trace delicate kisses up toward your chin, your cheek, your mouth. Your lips part for me and our tongues dance together eagerly as I slowly run my hands up and down your divine figure, exploring every curve, memorizing every tiny detail of your immaculate body. I shift behind you, and you draw in a ragged breath as my hands cup the undersides of your breasts, my thumbs tracing teasing circles, causing your nipples to tense just before I reach further and pinch them hard, eliciting a delightful squeal of surprise from you, the perfect blend of pain and pleasure. I turn your face towards mine and press my mouth against yours again, slipping my tongue inside once more, one hand still cupping and playing with your breast, the other sinking down below your waist. Your breath hitches again as I brush against the front of your panties. Your body reacts, instinctively pushing and rubbing against my hand as I slowly run it up and down the thin, lacy fabric. You inhale sharply and begin to quiver as I move your panties to the side, just far enough to allow my fingertips to graze against your slick, wet skin. I can feel how excited you're getting, how eager. I can smell your arousal. Your breathing becomes more rapid. Your face grows flushed. Your body is already begging me for release. But you can't have it. Not just yet. I withdraw my hand, and this time, the moan you let out is one of disappointment, frustration, and need. You bite your lip and whimper, signaling your desire for relief. It's so delightful to watch. Patience, my love. There's no hurrying here. Time has stopped for us, and all that matters in this infinite moment that we share is our pleasure, yours and mine. You'll have your release soon, I promise. I wrap my arms around you again, breathing in your heavenly scent, savoring each moment with you. We share another passionate kiss as I run my hands up and down your nearly naked body, causing you to shiver with anticipation. I gather your hair in my fist, weaving it into a tight tail before pulling at it hard and growling in your ear, reminding you of who you belong to. All you can do in that moment is whimper in agreement and whine in pleasure. Do you want more? I ask. Yes, you whimper. More, you beg. Though you can't see it, and I smile at this. Good girl, that's what I want to hear. I guide you to the bed, ensuring that you don't hurt yourself as you slowly lie down and wince slightly as I hold your wrists above your head and tie them to the bedpost. I can't help in that moment and step back to admire the view. Every inch of your beautiful, magnificent body, so perfect to me in every way, on display, completely open to me. I'm in quiet awe at the level of trust you show me. I wish I could communicate to you my innermost desires. All the things that I want to do to you. Caress and torture and protect and tease. To send you drifting off into the world of dreams in a state of rapturous bliss. Ravish and worship you forever. To ensure that you never go to bed lonely or unfulfilled ever again. I wish I could, but I cannot. So these actions must take place of mere words. I kneel down on the bed in front of you and reach down to peel off your panties, damp to the point of soaking through the delicate fabric. Oh, you're ready, and so am I. I lean down to kiss you in your most private, sensitive area. My tongue and my fingers feathering across the soft, delicate flesh. As I keep going, I'm forced to grip your thighs and push them back down. It's all I can do to keep you in place as you squirm and cry out in ecstasy. It's not long before I'm on top of you, grinding your sensitive, swollen clit against mine, and we're lost in that agonizing pleasure that can only come from two bodies melding into one, like ours are doing right now. With every slow turn and thrust, I send you spiraling further into uncontrollable bliss, watching your toes curl as we near another orgasm, of which we've long since lost count. Time falls away, and there is only the intoxicating delirium of our lovemaking. Finally, we both collapse, and I rest atop your body while we catch our breath, spent and satisfied. I lean over and whisper something in your ear. You smile as I slowly pull away, leaving you right there, your wrists still tied, and you lie in a haze, a stupor of sexual satisfaction, letting out a contented sigh as you recall every sensation you just experienced. My face buried between your legs, my fingers dancing inside you, our bodies rubbing against one another. Am I still there? You can't tell. Maybe I've already left the room. Maybe you're all alone now, in the dark, tied up, beautiful, and helpless. Or maybe I'm still right there, right in front of you, watching your chest rise and fall as you come down from your state of euphoria, watching you as you let the pleasant fatigue of afterglow overtake your senses, watching and running my eyes across every delicious curve of your body as I decide what I'm going to do to you next.